I am Lisa Lupo, Director of Communications for the Acheson Group. I am here with our President and CEO, David Acheson, for the latest in our series of two-question Q&As. Today, we discuss the importance and impact of public health issues on your business. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Lisa. Good to be with you.
Thank you. COVID-19 has caused businesses around the world to consider worker protections in ways that most had never previously thought much about. So what has the pandemic taught us about being prepared for emerging illnesses and the havoc that they can wreak?
That's a great question, Lisa. And I think as we look at the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on all of us, it's obviously been huge. there are a whole slew of lessons that pop out of it, but to pick on a couple of key ones, it almost goes without saying today is like expect the unexpected. And one of the challenges is then how do you prepare for the unexpected if you don't know what's going to hit you? And I think when it comes to issues that impact public health, one of the ways to be prepared is to keep your eyes open for changes on a global stage. We learned from COVID-19 that a viral infection that sparks in Asia can, in a matter of weeks, and certainly less than months, can spread globally and can have enormous impacts on us. So one of the ways to be prepared is to just track what is going on with emerging infectious diseases globally. In the past, we've seen scares with SARS, with MERS, with avian influenza, with Ebola. Obviously, we get an annual uptick in influenza, hepatitis, norovirus. So these are all infectious diseases that can have an impact on us. So number one, know what's going on. Number two, building programs to be able to operate in the way that we have that we've learned from this. And that sort of brings me into probably the second and equally important factor is your employees. Those of us who have to work through pandemics as part of critical infrastructure, and there's millions of people who do that. We've learned, particularly if you are in the food business, or the catering business, or an area where there's interaction with the public, is to some extent we have to maintain that critical infrastructure. And that requires employees to be engaged and you to be engaged in terms of understanding the issues and creating the solutions. We learned very quickly that employees are critical. If we focus on the food and beverage industry, that had to keep going. Americans had to eat. The world had to eat. Mm-hmm. So we had to get people to work, keep them healthy, keep them protected. And I think one of the biggest things is educate. And educating in an environment where we don't have all the answers. And a lot of what we at the Acheson Group have done is to help companies navigate that challenge. What do we know? What do we not know? When do we think we'll know answers? How do we set up programs that will keep sick people out of work and help them understand what's going on and keep healthy people healthy and to prevent spread? So these are all programs that that one now understands better, and building those and practicing those is going to be important. And as we look at in the outward years, we can expect something else. I think that's just inevitable, sadly. And I think often it's a question of how quickly we forget. And in time, if we don't have something else, we will forget. But much like we practice a recall on a regular basis, we practice our tracebacks on a regular basis. Are we ready for a crisis on a regular basis? We should make sure that we're prepared for another one of these on a regular basis, and ensure that whether it's our personal protective equipment or our understanding or the right people to get involved or the right teams to have as part of your defense system, just ensure that they're all there and ready and as current as we can be.
So you did talk a bit about what TAG has done to help customers, or what you can do. What are maybe some of the things that you did help companies with during the pandemic that would be applicable in future issues?
Well, TAG very quickly leveraged our public health expertise. we're lucky in TAG to have a combination of experience, whether it's clinical medicine, infectious diseases, public health, epidemiology, which is applicable to all the things we're talking about. And it's not strictly food safety. It's a much more broader public health swath. So what we were able to do at TAG is, because of our expertise and our training, is to understand the risk, understand the science, understand what programs are going to work, help companies navigate that important interface with employees around helping them just educate. Educate sounds too simpler a word. It's more than that. It's giving them a level of comfort that the company is doing all it can to help inform them and protect them, at the same time continuing to try to operate a business. And one of the main things that we have done and continue to do is regular town hall meetings in which a member of the TAG team have gone on a webinar, a call with video or not, with employees, with the leadership team, with the executive leaders, sometimes just them, sometimes more broadly, sometimes particularly in the restaurant business with associates, where we've had these where there's been thousands of people have called in, quick 15-minute update on what's going on, and then 45 minutes of Q&A. And it's really allowing people to ask questions that impact them at a personal level. And that we've done that through an understanding of the risks and the science and tracking what's going on multiple levels, whether it's with the CDC, the World Health Organization, whatever it is, we've stayed current and we've helped companies build programs to maintain that level of confidence that they're doing all they can and that translates down to protecting their employees. I think that's a very important role that we have played in this and would play in any future pandemic or large outbreak.
Well, thank you. I know that another pandemic isn't anything that anyone really wants to think about now, but it's certainly something that we've learned we need to be prepared for. So we hope that this has given our audience a little bit more information, and feel free to call TAG if you'd like to learn anything more. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa.